constantly exchanging atoms from universe, from all the souls of the world. Science is an organized information in a systematic way. Spirituality is organized life. Meditation is organizing, divinizing, elevating, channelizing our thoughts. Whatever I have learned professionally as an oncologist and spiritually, whatever is happening with me right now also, it is due to my law of attraction, my thoughts, my karma, my eternity of universe. So whatever we are creating in our mind, which is the most powerful weapon given to us by God, as Honorable Abdul Kalam ji once said, ignited mind is the greatest resource given to us by the God. So, taking anything in our life depend on my thoughts. Basically, security means what? Because nothing is permanent in this world. Uncertainty is constantly going on. Nothing is certain in this life. And I always say, only certainty is uncertainty. And I have to play my part as a beautiful actor given to me by the God, whatever best possible way. Resources are there within me, resources are there outside. But unless I use my inner resources positively, then I can use my resources outside. So security, S means skills. Professionally, spiritually, I have to develop skills and strategies. Skills give us 20% of success and strategies give us 80% of success. So I have to develop my skills as per my profession. Whatever profession is there, I have to develop it. I have to develop strategies how to use my skills. Second E means empowerment. In this changing world, uncertain world, where anything can happen anytime, new problems are coming constantly, new challenges are coming constantly, I have to empower from within. Empowerment means I am controlling my own thoughts. Thoughts are under my control. So that I can focus my thoughts as per need of challenge. C means check and change. Every day in the night, I check and change. Whatever went right or wrong, I have to evaluate it. I have to see it. I have to do analysis of it. What went wrong? Why it went wrong? and how I can correct it. Check, change. I always believe in myself also. Every day I have to update my skills, strategies. There is one principle by Japanese, I-C-A-N, icon. Improvement that is constant and never ending. In this life, we have to go on learning. Like you all are learning now, different strategies, different skills, different methods, and updating the knowledge. Improvement that is constant and never ending. Every day I have to learn something new, but every day I have to drop something. Because if I will not drop, if I will not let go those negative events, negative pressure, negative stress, it will affect my health. So check and change. Next is understanding. Understanding means wisdom. I have to become knowledge master. Information coming constantly. But I have to develop wisdom also. Where, how to use this knowledge. Knowledge master and wisdom master leads to self-master. Master doesn't mean those people who are doing meditation or doing something different spiritually. Master means I am using my wisdom in a proper way. R means my role, my responsibility. I always say life means 4 R. Role, responsibility, resources, and relationship. Role, responsibility, relationship, resources. Out of 4 R, I think role is very important. Unless I am not clear with my role, if confusion is there, duality is there, stress will come. If role is clear, why I am here, what I have to do, then I can use my resources 100%. Unless my purpose is not clear, why I am sent here, why I am here right now, and what I have to contribute to universe, there will be only always conflict between conscious and subconscious mind. And we have seen very beautifully in this time, I have seen many people, whatever they were doing professionally. In this critical time, challenging time, they are helping the people by their own way. Why it comes suddenly to them? Because the purpose, the mission which was there in their mind come out. Always ask within ourselves, which is the one thing when I feel happy, when I do it, which is one thing which I do, I feel peaceful, blissful. And that is why we are seeing different people, they are doing many good things in civilization right now. Even I have seen some people left their job and they are contributing something for the universe. As you all are doing the conference on crime and security, I always think, because in one of the sessions I was taking in Hyderabad, and that conference totally was on crime and what are the solutions. Why people do the crime? First thing. Answer is very deep. As a human being, we all want peace, love, happiness. Attention. And whenever I am not getting love, peace, happiness, attention, I am going to solve that problem outside by a negative way. It also depends on that particular soul. What is the environment given to him? Genetic background, cultural background, environment, friends, teachers, economic condition. All these factors create different things. Good and bad, positivity, negativity, always there in human mind. It depends which thing become dominant, good or bad, and then it is expressed in that particular way. Sometimes they do just for their ego satisfaction also. So role is very important. Unless my role is not clear, problems will be there. And the first thing I learned here, though I am a professionally radiation oncologist dealing with cancer patient, but once I am clear with my role, then I start contributing to this beautiful universe. Because the first thing I learned, I am a beautiful human being. Because low self-esteem is the root cause of anything. Low self-esteem, inferiority complex, bring many problems in society. Insecurities, frustration, anxiety, depression, it is all caused by low self-esteem. If I am not giving worth to myself, if my self-worth is low, I will do negative things outside. So it is always good to give self-worth to yourself. Even in healing also, which we are facing right now with the virus problem all over the world, I learned very beautiful three words by Dr. Bernie Siegel, surgical oncologist, who wrote a book, Love, Medicine, Miracle. And he healed the patient with whatever medicine has to be given, visualization, imagination, care, love. So what he wrote, ill means what? Ill means I lack love. I lack love. And I always think, whenever we don't love ourselves, whenever I am not loving myself, and I am coming out as a machine, mechanic, rather than human being, I am coming out as a human doer, healing will stop. I lack love. So the first and most important factor in healing is love yourself. I always do exercise for myself and I do for others also. In the morning when I wake up, first thing in the morning, do one thing. Raise your right hand. I am raising my right hand and I am telling myself, I love you. I love you. I love you, my heart. I love you, my lungs. I love you, my spleen. I love you, my bone marrow. Whenever there is an illness, there is a low energy. Immunity is low. Low immunity can cause any illness in the body. Toxins are produced in the diet. Toxins are produced in the body by diet, emotions, environment. Toxins, emotion, environment, and diet. Whenever toxins are remained longer in the body, they do oxidative stress. Free radicals are formed. And genetic mutation happen and illness come. Whenever I suppress my emotions, feelings, immune system get depressed. So the first thing in the life, in the morning when I wake up, love yourself. Life means what? L-I-F-E. Life means love inside, L-I-F-E, fire externally. Unless I don't love myself unconditionally, I cannot love others. Family is a gathering of different people, collection of people. Organization is a collection of people. And what is collection of people? Collection of mind. Everyone in the family or organization mixing with each other with their mind. And if there is a anxiety, stress, relationships are not good, continuous there is a excess flow of stress hormone in the body. More stress hormone goes in the body, steroid, adrenaline, from adrenal gland. And more stress in the body, immune system goes down. We are hearing now, after COVID, another problem with fungus is coming. Different reasons are there. I am not going in those details. Maybe steroid, diabetic, hospital infections, excess of steam. Whatever reason is there. But the main is, somewhere my immune system goes down. So love yourself means, I am increasing my energy level. Unless I don't love myself, I don't love others. If I am coming in organization without compassion, love, care, I am coming with stress, which I am bringing from my home, interaction of different people will be negative. That is why whenever I come out from my home, I leave my negative stress at home and ignite my mind. Today is a good day. Let me enjoy today. Unless I am not going to enjoy this moment, I am not going to enjoy other moment. So enjoy every second and give this vibration to others also. So role clarity, crystal clarity. And I will say this is a major stress, major emotional stress in ourselves. And I will say the main cause of illness right now, other than diet, exercise, overweight, background, genetic background, lifestyle, lack of sleep, chronic constipation, acidity, major is emotional stress. And that is why every morning when I get up, love yourself, love others. Antibody formation is continuously happening in the body. We have bone marrow, white blood cells, spleen, GIT, limb glands. All are creating antibodies, are there, immunoglobulins are there. It is not only through diet, it is when we are interacting with others with love, compassion. Somebody said very good thing to me, I feel good. Whenever I hear very good news of my child, father, mother, wife, anything, we feel good. Because that time, naturally, our antibodies are secreted. So it is very important, family, organization, is a collection of mind, collection of love. And I always say family means father and mother, I love you. Father and mother, I love you. I. Information. Intellect. Most important power given to us by the God is decision power. If I take right decision at right time, I will move forward. In that, mind, intellect, subconscious, M-I-S. M-I-S means Management Information System is working within us. I will say this is my software. TEAM. Thoughts, emotion, attitude, memory. This is my software. Whatever happen in software, it happen in hardware in my body. Body is a reflection of our mind. I always say, many years before also I used to say, one heart is here in the chest, second heart is my two limbs, lower limbs. If lower limbs are working good, walking every day, 10,000 steps minimum, this heart will work good. Because whenever I am walking, my blood is coming back to my heart, to lungs, back to heart and back to the body. So oxygen level will be better. In Ayurveda they say, lower limb should be warm, abdomen should be soft, head should be cool. If my second heart is not working, it's not hot, it's cool, blood will not come back to my heart. If abdomen is very tight, digestion is not good, constant constipation and acidity is there, problem will be there. Toxins will be there. If my head is not cool, is very hot by negative emotions, damage will happen in the body. So always check your temperature. One, we always check here, axilla, mouth, skin, But I always say, best to know your head is cool or not. So when I am coming from my home to work, work to home, check your temperature is cool. Because stress is nothing. It is a mismatch between demand and resources. When demand is more, resources are not there, that becomes distress. So check my temperature. Is okay. So interact with other people with love, intellect, M-I-S, decision power, which is very important in any profession. Situation coming suddenly, I have to take decision in a second. With that time, if my software is working good, mind, intellect is working good, mind is not creating negative thoughts, intellect and mind are working in a fusion way, in harmonious way, I will take decision fast. Why means yoga, meditation, which I already said, calm, cool mind. So we need clear vision, passion, and gut feeling to take decision. Second thing I always say, we have a basically two brain. One brain is here, one is our gut. Our intestine, our gut is second brain. And major healing is happening in our intestine. Whenever I sleep in the night, healing is taking place. 90% of energy goes in healing, in repair. So when I am sleeping, if everything is good, healing will take naturally. As per medicine record, 1/3 healing happen in the body naturally. 1/3. Even I am not doing anything, healing is taking place in my body. If I allow it, medicine, hospital, doctors help us. And we have seen in this problem, present problem of virus, overtaking medicine also creating problem, which we are listening every day. So 1/3 healing is happening naturally in the body. Allow it to happen. And that happen only when my mind is cool, my breathing is normal, my heartbeat is normal. It will happen naturally. Gut is the second brain. Whatever happening in my mind, in my brain, it happen in my intestine. My gut is very sensitive. Whenever I am anger here, fear here, blood goes to different parts of the body. I need blood here, I need blood here in my brain, in intestine. But whenever fear is there, panic is there, blood goes to our lower limbs. So healing will be not there, immunity will be not there. Fear and love, they are two basic emotions control the life. Fear means F-E-A-R. F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. Majority fears are, 99% fears are not real. Only 1% fear is real. But what we do? We keep our 99% fears in our mind, and those fears create problem in our body. Positive meaning of fear means F-E-A-R. Face everything and rise. That is why it is very important. Very important. Do not get panic. We all are hearing from different doctors, experts, leaders, do not get panic. Panic is damaging more rather than disease, rather than virus. I have seen people, and we have seen, and it is recorded and said by WHO, majority will people will feel better without anything, because it is just a viral infection. Those immune system is good, they will feel better without anything. But it affects those more, those who have some problem already, our immunity is low, our fear is more, anxiety is more. Because fear is sending blood to my two limbs. So whenever fear is there, which is a normal emotion, and this emotion given to us to protect us. As love is a powerful healing emotion, fear is also an emotion which is given us for protection. And these two emotions control the life. So whenever I am getting fear, anxiety, panic, anticipatory stress, which is very common to us. Stress are different type of stress are there, but the most common stress we face in our life is anticipatory stress, chronic stress. One stress is small things in my life, I am keeping them in my mind, and that thought is continuously there in my mind. As Lord Gautam Buddha said, one single thought which is continuously going in my mind can create the problem in my life. And even I can say it can create depression, which is becoming another major problem in civilization. After coronary artery disease, CAD, type 2 diabetes, cancer, stroke, hypertension, different virus infection, depression is one of the major problem. And if this problem will continue, depression may become a major leading cause of death in future. If we will not change ourselves. So one single negative thought which is coming continuously throughout the day, again and again, emerging in my mind, bring many problems in our life. As law of attraction, positive thoughts attract positive, negative thoughts affect negative. In one of the lecture, a spiritual lecture, heard by one master, and I believe in that, and I am talking on that also, never talk your illness, financial problem, again and again. Because I am hearing people talking again and again, I had this positive infection, and they are telling to many people. So what is happening? Everyone is talking on that, so vibrations are created. If I am talking again and again on that particular illness to everyone, thought will come back from universe to me. Because each thought which is going from my mind is communicating to universe, to whole soul, all the souls of the universe, to five elements also. We all are talking to universe, to five elements, to all the souls by our thoughts. Thoughts are raw material for our life. Whatever is happening with me is due to my thoughts, and they are attracting. And if I am constantly thinking on that particular illness or problem, it will come to me. So even anything happen, positivity or negativity, only your doctor family should know about that. And create positive thoughts that I am healthy, I am okay. Whatever instruction I give, whatever command I give, consciously to subconsciously, it goes from brain to all the organs of the body. That is why very important word, which I am using myself also, long years back, and now coming by many speakers, laureates, I am. If I say I am weak, I cannot do it, I am worthless, I am not good, it will happen. Because I am talking to myself, I am not good, I am worthless. So I am talking to universe, I am worthless. I am talking to souls, I am not good. So they are also telling you are not good. So the first thing, I am talking to myself, I am healthy, I am okay. So message will go from my software to brain to neuroendocrine axis to the all the organs of the body to the all the cells of the body, I am okay. So peace, love will go to all the organs of the body. Wherever problem is there, I am okay. So healing will start naturally. As one author said, another two words, if you don't mind, it doesn't matter. If you mind, it matter. Whenever we mind, body also react. And whenever body react, negative system get activated. Negative chemicals start activated, toxin start activated. And they damage more body. I remember one of my patient from where I started learning. A lady long years back, a lady of 38 years came to me. I was working as a radiation oncologist. She had stage 4 breast cancer. After examination, liver and lung metastasis. As per medical knowledge, nothing much can be done. But she had fixed mass in the breast. Even simple surgery was not possible. She said, do something, don't worry. We started simple chemotherapy, first line of simple chemotherapy. Within 2 cycles, she started responding. I asked her, what is there in your mind? She said, I got a daughter of 18 year old. I am not going to die unless she get married. With few cycles she responded well. Her daughter get married. And after 2 years, again, match started. Mission was over. So I always say, keep a mission in your mind. Whenever I go or anybody goes in hospital, keep a mission that I am going to come back. I give you the best example recently. We all heard on TV, Antonio, a pilot in Brazil, and his plane was crashed in the mid of Amazon forest. Very thick forest. all type of animals, snakes, and no one can survive there. Search started, but nothing happened. After 36 days, Antonio came out from the forest. He took whatever was there in plain bread or food. He was eating slowly and slowly. And then he met nut harvester tribal, and they give the signal, and he was released. After coming out from the forest, media and people ask, how you survived 36 days? It is a miracle. Antonio said, a young pilot, he said, in my mind, I was keeping a picture, imagination, I am going to meet my family. So the mission was there, imagination was there, picture was there, intention was there, and body started responding. And no negativity happened in the body that how I will survive, what is going to happen, whether I am going to survive or not. So always keep a positive emotion, picture, intention in the mind, even any crisis happen. Crisis means two. In Chinese language, crisis, one means danger and other means crisis means opportunity. Convert danger into opportunity, like Antonio. Another example I remember, one girl, young girl from Delhi, Chaudhary, Shruti Chaudhary. She had a autoimmune disorder as a child. She was born in 1996. Diagnosis was autoimmune disorder. Bone marrow transplantation done at the age of 6. Doctor said, not much, no hope. And she survived till 2015. She died. She became a very good motivational speaker. She wrote book. In one of the lectures she was talking in the London, she said, even mask was there, I was on wheelchair to go to bathroom also. I used to go with the mask even outside, and I used to believe in myself. Everybody surprised, how come she survived for so many years? So her mantra was, faith and belief in yourself. And I used to do everything, whatever I used to like, even dance, music. I used to play my pet, walk with the pet. And I was seeing so many people in London, in that Albert Hart, they were listening to that lecture, and she became famous. So believe in yourself, faith in yourself, along with care, medicine, whatever is there, that should be there. Care of software and hardware, both should be there. Holistic healing means total healing. physical, mental, social, spiritual. All four components should work together. There should be blending of mind, body, soul, so that we can give a response in a better way. So faith and belief and working in presence, what she said, I live every second. I live every moment. I live every breath. Because nobody knows what is going to happen next second, next day. We plan so many things, but we don't know what is going to happen. But we have to plan it. But it all depends on our faith, belief, that whenever we sleep in the night, we have a faith, next morning I will get up. So those factors I have to combine together. Both factors. Even in hospital, whenever I am going, there should be no fear. Take the treatment peacefully, lovefully. Whatever instructions are there, follow it. And even while coming back to home also, post period also follow instruction. Whatever regulations are there, follow those regulations. Till this problem is over. If negative thought comes again and again, which is the most powerful enemy of human life, as Lord Gautam Buddha said, the most powerful enemy of human life is negative thoughts. Because thoughts create the energy. Thought is what? It is a bundle of information and energy. Every thought carries information and energy. Before we used to say, before you talk, think. Now I say, think before you think. Whatever you are thinking, whatever I am thinking, it is going to plus or minus my body. So that is why it is very important, I am. I am healthy. I love myself. Today is a good day. Today I am going to enjoy my life. Today I spend time with my family, with my children, professionally, whatever I am. But spend quality of time with yourself, with your family. Meditation is nothing. Madri means to see yourself, to talk yourself. To see yourself, to talk yourself. I am scanning my mind and body, that is meditation. What is happening in my body, I have to pick up. What is happening in my mind, I have to correct it. I don't have to worry with my negative thoughts or negativity. But I have to question it, challenge it, and correct it. Because our programming was done as a child. Doctors said, literature said, Dr. Bruce Lipton said, programming happened in mother womb last semester. And it goes on for 7 years, 9 years of the age. By that time we have downloaded more than 3 lakhs program in our mind. By observation, by feeling. Whatever child is seeing in the parents, surrounding, environment, feeling, it is going subconsciously. Because during that time, conscious mind is not working. Only subconscious mind is his reality. He cannot differentiate between conscious and subconscious. But as an adult, we can differentiate. So meditation means consciously I am aware of my awareness. Consciously I am awakened. Security means constantly I am aware what is happening. And I am correcting it. I always say the best leader will be those who can pick up the problem in advance and correct it. Those people, those souls who know what is going to happen in next 5 years, what is going to happen, what type of situations will come, what type of problem will come. If my catching power is good, I can pick up those problems in advance and I can correct it. If my software is good, mind and intellect is good, my subconscious is not giving me negative feedback, my management information system is working good, I can pick up those negative things or situation or problem in advance and I can correct it. And this happens only by vibration and observation. If my observation is good, observation is nothing. Information going from eyes, ear, senses, from my micro senses, mind, intellect. And I am observing. I am observing what is happening. Even while on the road, even in my car, even in the train, flight, I am observing. I can pick up the things in advance. And I can apply it in my working life also. That is called catching power. And that is must. I always say now in this present era of uncertainty, challenges, negative vibration, we need one for survival is our good health, for which we all are paying attention right now. Everyone I have seen after the problem since last year, everyone is paying attention, and which we have to continue in our life. Normal attention, catching power, decision power, solution-oriented leadership. Leader is one who take out the solution. Problem will be there. Continuous there. We don't know what is going to happen. But if I am able to take the solution, if problem is there, what is the solution? As John F. Kennedy said, if problems are there, solutions are there in the our mind, in our mind. And our job is to rectify the problem. No one can say that zero problem, zero stress. But I have to take the solution. Every day new problem, every day solution. So solutions we have to take out from our software, and that come out from mind, intellect, subconscious. If my mind is clean and clear, no negative thoughts are there, intellect is sharp, then mind and intellect will work together. Subconscious mind will not create negative thoughts of its childhood. It will not create fear of anything, and I can take decision. As I already said, programs are built up as a child till 9 years of age. And those programs are there in our mind. And subconscious mind is our dominant mind. 80 to 90% whatever we work is through our subconscious. Conscious mind is 10 to 15%. But meditation means how to keep our conscious mind active, aware. So whenever I come out from my home, going back to home, just be peaceful for 1 minute. Before doing anything, before starting vehicle, going out from the home, take breathe in and out. Tell yourself, I am peaceful. I am loveful. And then start your journey. When you are coming back from your office, again breathe in and out. Tell yourself, now my role is different at home. My role is different at office. Don't mix the role of home and office, office and home. Breathe in and out, I am peaceful, loveful. Then you are able to control whatever happens outside. While back, while at work, whenever we are emotionally conflicted are there, our higher brain is not working, thinking brain is not working, intellect is not working, our emotional brain overpower us and mistakes happen. And we have seen people talking something out of the way, and then they are saying, sorry, this thing should have not happened. Why this thing happened? Because they lost the control of intellect or thinking brain. Normally our thoughts are emotions. But right now what I am seeing, our emotions are control our thoughts. Our lower brain is working more compared to higher brain. And that is where we become reactive, impulsive, and we say whatever we want. It come out suddenly. I have seen, and even when I started working in one hospital, I was there as a MS. My seniors told me, whenever any VIP is there, in hospital for treatment, anyone ask information about him, anyone. My job is to say either of two. He is very critical but under control. Second is no answer, silence. And I am seeing and applying to myself also, silent is becoming a very beautiful answer where no conflict will happen whenever it is necessary. But whenever you want to communicate at home, at work, communicate with dignity, respect, and with love. Because dignity is very important in communication. Whenever you increase the dignity, self-esteem, self-worth of anyone or ourself, our healing start. Whenever I am communicating in meditation to my body, from conscious mind to subconscious to my body, I am okay. I am loveful. I am peaceful. Whichever organ is not giving me problem, sickness is there, I am going and taking my energy to that particular organ, to my lungs. I am healthy. My lungs are healthy. My immune system is good. Healing is taking place in my body. So it is creating a positive act in my mind. Because mind don't differentiate between fact and fiction. Mind don't differentiate between fact and fiction. Whatever we tell to our mind, it will be there and it will go to body. That is why I already said, do not complain, criticize, or say again and again, I am sick, I am not well, I am getting headache, I got fever. I have to heal myself. And that happens only when you give positive energy to yourself. So meditation is nothing, increasing your energy level to highest. And when our natural silence start working, everything will happen naturally. Law of attraction will work naturally. Vibration will go naturally. We are nothing but bundle of vibration, bundle of energy. Soul means nothing, S-O-U-L. Soul means source of unique light, source of universal light. That light is there and it is controlling my outer dress. Body is my dress. Meditation is to take out this external dress of position, title, label. That I am nothing. I am not doctor, engineer, director, this. I am a point of light. So there will be no ego. Ego come when I am using my external personality. Fear come whenever I am using my external personality. Title, uncertainty. Welcome. But when I am using my eternal light, energy, there will be no fear. And the second advantage of meditation is, which I am using in my life, that I am able to detach myself from my self. That I am energy. Whatever I am doing here, outer, I am a beautiful actor. My role is to act in the best possible way. Rest of the things, whatever happening, I am acting, not reacting. I am responding, but I am not reacting. So those things, once I control myself, my response will be better. That is why they say humor is the best healing. If I can laugh every day, if I can sing every day, I can heal myself. I remember the example, beautiful Norman cousin, who acquired sickness while trip to Russia, and he developed autoimmune disorder. Doctors say nothing. We cannot do anything. And then he starts seeing Charlie Chaplin, Horan Lordy, watching movies, and start laughing for 45 minutes. Within short time, he back to normal. And he wrote a book, Anatomy of Illness, which became a world famous. So, in the end, I will say, healing is there in our body. Allow yourself to heal while working also, while sitting also. And if I give 5 minutes, 10 minutes, every day to myself, and while working, I am working, but I am getting detached and I am working. The Hindi word is Sakshi Drishta, detached observer. I am working, but I am not taking the negative effect of those things in my body. Healing will happen naturally. And this is the time, and future also. We don't know what medicine will work, what will work, what will not work. Hospitals, doctors, which we have seen the problem. Best thing is, I allow myself and to heal myself. Thank you very much, and all the best to all of you, to your organization.
That is the role, responsibility, resource and relationship. I think an additional R can be added, which is, that is R for the respect.
Yeah.